Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
The Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs.
What's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Oh, yeah, it's a Friday. It's a great day to be alive on Westwood One Sports. How you doing, everybody? Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos again today here on You Better You Bet. Already, we're off to a better start than yesterday because, as you can tell, I have functioning microphones in my studio today. Yes, we're ready to go. The weekend is in front of us. We've got the Olympics ongoing. I fell in on an Olympic story yesterday. We'll get into it later in the show. That it's funny how you watch the Olympics and you have, you know, it's on in the background. You don't think anything of it. And then all of a sudden the dude is flying down an ice ramp at 70 miles an hour face first. And you go, you do the Leo DiCaprio, right? You go, ooh, I recognize that. Not the sport itself, because I still have no idea how skeleton works, other than just trying to survive at 70 miles an hour down a sheet of ice. But you go, ooh, I think I might know that. We'll get into that a little bit later. We've got tons of friends joining us today on the show. Nick Friedell, NBA insider in the final show. Will we get to a spot where we can actually punish NBA teams for real, for tanking? And is anybody going to pay attention to All-Star Weekend? Q Myers from Vegas to talk Raiders, because I had some thoughts about the Raiders yesterday, and I'm curious if he thinks I'm crazy. Alex Gold will keep it in the AFC West. He'll join us 1 hour from now to talk about what may be the most interesting Chiefs offseason in years. There's a lot to get into. NBA, as I mentioned, NFL offseason is fully in swing. But let's get to the five biggest stories of the day. Right off the top, the high five.
Five.
12 consecutive completions for Chambliss. Going for 13. He has it. And another touchdown. Harrison Wallace having the night of his life.
I love when Sean McDonough's voice cracks. He's one of the best in the business. And when that voice cracks, you know it's getting real, because McDonough's lighting up the microphone. Trinidad Chambliss touchdown pass against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, thanks to ESPN and ABC. He has won yet another appeal in a Mississippi state court to win back his eligibility for a final year of D1 college football. I still don't understand why Chambliss is convinced that he couldn't make more money in the NFL than he will next year with Ole Miss. But here we are. Now, the word amongst everybody talking about it is that maybe his agents have heard from all 32 teams that absolutely none of them would have any interest in drafting Chambliss, at least not on the first couple of days of the draft in April. Now, I personally find that hard to believe. I know there are people out there who aren't Trinidad Chambliss believers, but especially given the way the dude played last season, up to and including the playoffs, I'm a Chambliss believer. Laugh at me if you want to, but I'm left wondering about a scenario that may be far more frightening for Trinidad Chambliss and his future NFL prospects than the idea that 32 teams aren't interested in him. I'm left wondering about the possibility that maybe one team is way more interested in Trinidad Chambliss than anybody else. The idea that maybe the Jets are very, very interested in Trinidad Chambliss. Think about it. The idea of playing for the Jets, even the possibility of it, was enough to send Dante Moore running back to Eugene, Oregon for another year. Could the idea of playing for the Jets be enough to send Trinidad Chambliss back to Ole Miss? Absolutely. Now, would it be crazy to take Chambliss second overall? Absolutely. I like him. I don't like him that much. But have the Jets done wilder and stupider things? I would defer to our video producer, Mike Brown. Absolutely. They're the Jets. Grandkids are drafting teams based off of Madden ratings. They're the Jets. And maybe it wouldn't even be about going there in the first round, right? Because I think we all agree, even those of us that like Trinidad Chambliss, not a first-round talent yet. And maybe that's it. Maybe Chambliss really believes going back for another year will take him from guy who may go in the fifth round to guy who is a solid first or second-day draft pick with another good year at Ole Miss. But maybe he's just heard that the Jets really like him and that they'd even take him in a later round. I don't know. If that scuttlebutt exists, I think we would have heard about it by now, but maybe it's flying just far enough under the radar that the mere possibility, as minuscule, infinitesimal as it may be, the mere possibility of ending up in Florham Park is enough to dissuade Chambliss from wanting to go into the draft until after the Jets have hopefully found a different quarterback at some point this year. Is it that far outside the realm of possibility that Chambliss is dodging the Jets? Don't worry, I've got enough tinfoil. We can all make hats. I want to get into this in a little more detail later. Next.
4.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
It never gets old. It never gets old, thanks to Fox for the Tom Brennan and Nick Castellanos apology call. Castellanos, the story here is not that. The story is Castellanos, no longer a Philadelphia Philly, released by them yesterday. And the story behind it is as interesting as the way the story came to light. Castellanos on his Instagram yesterday posted a handwritten note on loose leaf notebook paper outlining the Miami incident. It sounds like a slate they throw up in the middle of a Tarantino movie as they're transitioning from one scene to another. The Miami incident. Castellanos was pulled late in the game for defense against the Marlins in his hometown of Miami and decided he was so upset about it, he was going to go grab a Presidente, a beer, and take it into the dugout to have a few swigs while berating manager Rob Thompson. Now, I could make a joke here. Apologies to our other video producer, Dan Turner. I can make a joke here about how having to live in Philadelphia for more than a few years would drive me to drink too. But I'm not going to do that. Too late? Sorry. So let's analyze this from the perspective of a Phillies team who hasn't gotten nearly the production in the lineup that they once had from Castellanos. His bat took such a dive last year, and his attitude apparently along with it, that the Phillies, who granted are pretty free spenders anyway. They're willing to eat $20 million this year just to make Castellanos and his headaches go away. As for the Instagram post by Castellanos bringing all of this to light, can we just pause for a second and admire the Facebook dad energy here? To scrawl out a two-page note, take snapshots of it, and then post it to Instagram is right up there with your uncle being convinced that if he copies and shares that post about how none of his personal information is going to be shared on his Facebook, he'll be safe. I'm telling you, they got all your information. You go put this up there, kid. It's right up there with your aunt resharing the post about TJ Watt rushing into a burning veterinary hospital and saving baby kittens by the armful. Aunt Linda, that's not real. That's not a real story. Look, I'm solidly in my mid-40s, so I am not going to sit here and pretend like I am some sort of social media savant. I couldn't tell you the last time I opened my Snapchat app, and my For You page on Instagram is mostly old clips of 1990s wrestling. So clearly I haven't mastered the algorithm. I get it. But Castellanos' inability to understand, A, what he did wrong, and more importantly, B, how to actually express what he's feeling in some sort of coherent form, is hilariously a cherry on top of this melting poop sundae for the Phillies. Castellanos will end up somewhere. He'll hit 245 with 15 to 20 home runs, an underwhelming addition to a lineup that's probably looking for more, but also looking to save some coin because they won't have to pay him a big salary this year due to the money the Phillies are still going to owe him. And I can't wait for the fallout from that. Will we get something scribbled in crayon? And a picture of it taken with a Polaroid, and then a picture of that Polaroid posted to MySpace? I don't know. The possibilities are endless, and I'm here for all of them. Next.
3.
So would I do it? Absolutely, I would do it. I told you 2 things. I'd have to be healthy, and I would want a chance to win a Super Bowl.
That's 2 pretty good
factors. And obviously, that's a tough thing to find. That's hard to do. That's not easy.
That's Derek Carr talking with his brother David on their podcast, Homegrown. We talked at length a couple weeks ago when I filled in for Nick here on You Better You Bet about who could be the next Sam Darnold. Now, this is not to suggest that it's easy for a veteran quarterback to get a fresh start somewhere and vault themselves to a Lombardi Trophy in their first season in that new place, especially after a year off in Carr's case. But with the lack of quarterback talent available in both free agency and the draft this year, is it that crazy for a team who wants to take a swing and isn't that happy with what they currently have in their quarterback room to take a swing on Carr? He's 5-5 in his last season as a starter in New Orleans, was on pace for what would have been 25 touchdowns had he played 17 games, only threw 5 picks in the 10 that he did play. And look, the yardage totals weren't great. He wasn't slinging the rock way downfield. But look at what he was working with. Chris Olave and MVS each only played half a season that year. Alvin Kamara didn't even hit 1,000 yards on the ground. And Clint Kubiak was in his first year as an offensive coordinator. Now, Carr says he wants to go to a place where he can compete for a Super Bowl. And honestly, those options are very, very limited if he's serious about that expectation. There's only one place that I can think of that really makes sense. And it's the same destination that I brought up during that conversation a couple weeks ago in relation to Kyler Murray. If you weren't here for it, I think it's a conversation worth diving into in a little greater detail, and I'll tell you exactly where it could make the most sense for Carr if he's serious about a comeback when we get into this right around 10:20 Eastern or so here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. We are on Westwood One Sports inside the Westwood One Sports app and live across North America on Sirius XM Channel 375. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos, getting you the biggest stories of the day right off the top. Next.
2.
It's all about the communication, being very open and honest. But I need to be upfront with any player about why we're doing what we're doing.
That's Utah Jazz head coach Will Hardy on talking to his players about why they're doing what they're doing. Like, hey, close game, fourth quarter. Laurie, Jaren, sit down. Don't need you. Trying to get a top 3 pick. The NBA cracked down on the Utah Jazz for all of this yesterday, fining them $500,000 for benching stars Lauri Markkanen and Jaren Jackson Jr. for the fourth quarter of a couple games last week. Quote, even though these players were otherwise able to continue to play and the outcomes of the games were thereafter in doubt, according to the league's statement. Tanking in the NBA is real. This punishment is not. $500,000 for a team that made $340 million last season is the rough financial equivalent of you or I getting a slap on the wrist for a speeding ticket. Seriously, do the math. Is $500,000 going to slow down any organization that's hell-bent on getting themselves a better shot at draft positioning via the lottery? Hell no. $500,000. The NBA wants to get serious about punishing teams for tanking. They need to get serious about tying the punishments to the actual lottery results and the draft. And no, we don't need to talk about some wild overhaul of the system or the lottery only applying to the top three teams or the idea of locking the standings for the lottery with a month left in the regular season or even the moronic concept of doing away with the draft altogether. Come on. Tell me you live in New York or L.A. without telling me you live in New York or L.A. It's actually very simple. If you are found guilty of tanking, as the Utah Jazz have been by the league, then your punishment should be that your lottery chances are diminished. You finish with one of the three worst records in the league and should have a 14% chance at the number one overall pick. Great. Now your odds are cut in half. It's 7%. And that protection you had of not dropping any lower than fourth in the first round, that's hollowed out too. Now you can drop as low as seventh or eighth. Put some teeth in the punishment, man. $500,000 is nothing for an NBA franchise. This isn't hard to figure out. Tie the punishment to what they're actually trying to accomplish by their misdeeds. Friend of the program, Nick Friedell, will join us at 11:20 Eastern to kick around this idea some more. Finally.
One.
And you'd have to educate them on, you have this baby in the middle of the season. That father has to play good football, right? It's a day-by-day production business. He has to be ready to perform and go out there and play. And when I say that is, you need to let him sleep. He needs to be in another room, detached. You have to explain to the mother, like, hey, listen, he ain't waking up for midnight feedings. After the season, he's full metal jacket. You do whatever you want with him. And he can change every diaper. But in the season, he's got to have a different priority.
That's Ole Miss assistant football coach Joe Judge. Speaking of our friends in New York, you remember Joe Judge. I don't know, maybe you've wiped them from your memory banks, Giants fans. I had to listen to this. This is during testimony during one of these Trinidad Chambliss hearings over his appeal for further eligibility. How we got down the path of Joe Judge talking about players with pregnant girlfriends and how they can't change diapers, that's on Joe Judge. When Lane Kiffin is quote tweeting a video and face-palming it saying, oh, Joe, you know you probably did something wrong. I had to listen to it a few times to make sure this wasn't satire. Joe Judge basically said, if a player has a baby during football season, don't expect him to help much at home. What? So football now outranks diapers and bottles. Okay. Sorry, honey, I'd love to help, but I got film to watch. Sorry. Yo, you haven't slept in 3 days. My bad. It's cool. I got to go. I'm going to be at the facility lifting. There's a newborn in your house. You are the father of that newborn. Hate to break it to you, but you were sort of in. You were integrally involved in the process of how that newborn came to be. Okay? You're not locked in if you're not helping out at least a little bit at home. This is that old school football mindset. Real men don't change diapers. They change blocking schemes. You know where the safety is. You know where the mic is. Identify the mic, son. Like it's 1967 and everybody's firing up lung darts in the locker room at halftime. Imagine trying to sell that at home. Yeah, you'll get the detachment Coach Judge was looking for when you're detached on the couch or not even allowed in the house. And the part that kills me is this old school line of thinking, helping at home makes you soft somehow because you're not getting as much sleep or you're not recovering. You know what makes you soft? Mentally, especially? Fighting with your baby mama, constant stress, living in emotional chaos with a woman who's just given birth, is postpartum, and probably is sleeping at most 45 minutes at a time. It's not building toughness to avoid changing diapers. It's not getting you better prepared for the season. You're actually creating burnout on the back end of this thing. You're building resentment at home. You're building a situation where nothing is going to go well and you just want to get out of there. Maybe even enter the portal. Because let's be honest, if everything at home is falling apart, you're not focused on football in the first place. You're focused on survival. You're not locked in. You're locked out. You're sleeping on your buddy's couch. And listen, I get it. Football matters, especially when you're being paid a lot of money for it. Discipline matters. Commitment matters. But if a program says, ignore the newborn at home so you can dive into the playbook or get an extra hour of sleep, that's a red flag. Because someday football's going to end. I know some of you, you all think you're going to the league. You all think you're playing on Sundays. But most of you aren't. Football ends. The kid, he's there. And he's not old enough to remember who changed his diapers. But he's going to hear the stories about how mommy didn't sleep at all for the first 6 months. Dad wasn't around, but hey, he knew what blitz was coming. Congratulations, Hall of Fame dad. That and $5 will get you a beer at the Lion's Den the next time you're back in town for homecoming. I mean, I can't even imagine what prompted Joe Judge to think that was a smart idea to share during this year. All he had to do was give a simple statement about how important sleep is to recovering athletes. But he chose to go down the path of, hey, if you have a baby during the season, you probably shouldn't be staying up changing diapers. Otherwise, you're not ready for football, son. It's the SEC, it just means more. I'm curious what people think of that. Because that may have been the most eye-opening thing I've seen in the last 24 hours, at least. By all means, feel free to jump into the chat on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheKostos. We are streaming there live, even though Nick is off. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports. You could be a part of the conversation, too, by just picking up the phone. Is Joe Judge insane, or does Joe Judge make a legitimate point? 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. I didn't think we'd be so Ole Miss heavy today, but here we are. Coming up, have we been looking at this Trinidad Chambliss thing all wrong? Prep your tinfoil hats, kids, because I have a theory next here on Westwood One Sports.
The NFL franchise tag window opens Tuesday, and this is where the offseason gets real. Pay them, tag them, or let them walk. We'll tell you the moves as they happen on Westwood One Sports.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I am Steve Smith Sr., former NFL wide receiver and host of the 89 Show on YouTube. As men, we're taught to handle things. Be strong. Don't complain. Don't talk about it. Being a man also means being a father, a friend, a husband. And carrying all that gets heavy. Ignoring it doesn't make it go away. If you got things you don't say out loud, BetterHelp gives you a place to say them. Online therapy that works around your schedule. Visit BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/89. Don't wait.
Hearing loss makes it hard to stay connected over the phone. Now, a new caption telephone, CapTel, shows captions of everything a caller says. It's like closed captions for TV, but for phone calls. It's helping people nationwide reconnect to family and friends. Best of all, CapTel is available at no cost to people with hearing loss. Shipping and installation are free. Struggling with hearing loss? Call now to see if you qualify for a no-cost CapTel phone. Call 800-375-1175. That's 800.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Get your tinfoil hats out, kids. I got a good one. I think I know what's going on with Trinidad Chambliss and why he doesn't want to go in the draft this year and needs to go back to Ole Miss for one more season. Maybe I'm digging too deep into this. Maybe the right answer is the easiest one. Or maybe, just maybe, it's not that 32 teams aren't interested. It's that one really is. We'll get into it in just a second here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today, right here on Westwood One Sports. You can be a part of the conversation at 310-840-4910, including your thoughts on what Joe Judge had to say yesterday. Well, I guess it wasn't yesterday, was it, the hearing? I don't know if that video was actually from yesterday or we just got to see it yesterday. Either way, Joe Judge basically saying, we tell players, significant others, that if they're going to have a baby during the football season, don't expect to see your partner while you're waking up for midnight feedings. He's got to sleep, so he's ready for ball, SEC. We'll get into that in a little bit more detail, too. A little more than an hour from now, Alex Gold from Kansas City going to join us at the top of the hour, 96.5 The Fan in KC, to talk about what may end up being the most interesting Chiefs offseason in years. Alex also co-hosts BetMGM Game Day Saturdays here on Westwood One Sports. Don't forget that Progressive Insurance can help you save on commercial auto insurance. You can get a fast quote right now at progressivecommercial.com. This segment of You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive. This was fantastic. I'm not usually a big Kendrick Perkins fan, okay? I think a lot of the stuff he says is nonsense, especially when they get him on the panel shows and they're basically asking you just to say nonsense. But he had a great line yesterday in talking about teams from the Eastern Conference of the NBA that he would keep an eye on down the stretch and into the playoffs.
Well, let me tell you this, Joe. It's three things that I'm scared of in life, and that's healthy foods, reality shows, and the Detroit Pistons right now, okay?
Bro,
I'm terrified. I'm terrified. I'm terrified. I'm terrified of the Detroit Pistons. This team is complete. They're physical, and they're scary. I got them coming out of the Eastern Conference.
Yeah. Kendrick Perkins on ESPN's Get Up yesterday talking about the Pistons. I think, first of all, the line, there's only three things I'm afraid of, healthy food, reality shows, and the Detroit Pistons, is fantastic. Second of all, I think it's a really good point about the Pistons. It feels like the Knicks are always one injury away from not achieving what we all think they're capable of. The Celtics, I don't know. It feels like they're just in tune-up mode for the playoffs. Like, let's just get there. Let's just get them started. And then we'll figure it out from there once everybody's healthy and back and ready to go. The Cavs have James Harden. That eliminates them instantly, in my opinion. And from there, is there another championship-caliber team in the East? I don't think so. Pistons have the best record in the conference and now a full 5.5-game lead over the Celtics, 6 over the Knicks. So it's not going out on a limb here by Perk to suggest that they should be in the NBA Finals. But I think it's a realization that a lot of us have been slow to come to because we just, again, like we talked about college basketball yesterday with Brad Evans, everybody is sort of slowly waking up from what was a 6-month binge of football to realize what's going on in college hoops and the NBA and whatever else you're interested in. And you go, oh, wait, no, the Pistons are legit. The Pistons are legit. Cade Cunningham is legit. And so I think it's a good point by Perk that a lot of people need to wake up to the idea that the Pistons are for real. If you haven't been paying attention to the NBA because you were buried under a mountain of football for the last 6 months and you're just now poking your head up out of the hole like a groundhog looking for his shadow, that shadow in the Eastern Conference is the Detroit Pistons. They've got a 5.5-game lead in the East. They are legit, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they were to end up in the NBA Finals. You check out BetMGM right now. I think it's plus 340 for the Pistons to win the East. I mean, they're right there with the Cavs and the Knicks at that number. Right there with the Celtics at some books. They're all within that 320 to 4-1 range, depending on which book you're looking at. Those are the four teams considered legit in the East. Why wouldn't you bet on the team that has the 5.5 game lead in the Eastern Conference to get home court through the East? And then, like I said, health of aging veteran teams in New York and Boston are a consideration. And the Cavs just added James Harden. Cross them off the list for me. They're done. We'll get into the NBA in a little bit more detail. Maybe we can ask Nick Friedell, NBA insider, what he thinks of the East, how he handicaps it, and just how serious he thinks the Pistons are when he joins us a little less than 2 hours from now, right around 11:20 a.m. Eastern here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, live across North America on SiriusXM Channel 375. I have a tinfoil hat theory. Look, the quarterback market this offseason is bereft of talent. We'll get into that specifically as it relates to NFL quarterbacks, free agency, the possible comeback of Derek Carr a little bit later, about an hour from now. But as for the draft, we talked at length about Fernando Mendoza and what the Raiders should do with the first overall pick yesterday. Hugh Myers of Raiders Nation Radio will join us at 11 Eastern to give us his opinion on my thought that if you're the Raiders, you trade out of the top overall spot. You get a boatload of draft capital in return. You trade Max Crosby. You get a boatload of draft capital in return. You build out the rest of the roster before you worry about going out and getting your quarterback, because Fernando Mendoza is good. He had a great season this year, obviously. But I don't think in many other drafts, if any, Fernando Mendoza is a first overall pick. I don't see it. Maybe if everything goes Mendoza's way, I mean everything, he ends up being a top 10, top 12 quarterback in the NFL. But I think that's the absolute ceiling. And he's not going into a perfect situation in Vegas. We established that yesterday. It's going to be a mess, a terrible offensive line. New coaching staff. Alex Guerrero is running the wellness program, which apparently was part of what ticked off Max Crosby, the way Guerrero handled him at the end of the year. The Raiders are the Raiders still, and what the Raiders have been for the better part of the last 15 to 20 years. They're a mess. They're a mess. So Mendoza is not going into a great situation. The rest of the quarterback class, also a mess. Ty Simpson, in my opinion, not a first-round quarterback. Somebody will take him late in the first round. Somebody that thinks he can sit for a year and season behind an established starter will take him. My opinion, they'll probably end up being disappointed because they will have spent a first-round pick on a guy who is not first-round caliber. And then you get to your Nussmeiers, your Carson Becks, you know, the rest of the class, Cade Klubnik, Drew Aller, you know, underwhelming. The one question mark we've had about this quarterback class the entire time is Trinidad Chambliss going to be a part of it? Because there are people like me, I believe in Chambliss. I think at the next level, with the right system around him, I don't think he's a go anywhere and save the franchise kind of guy. But I think put him in the right system with the right leadership, the right tutelage, give him a year or two of watching and learning. Chambliss is going to be very good at the NFL level. Again, I think the ceiling is kind of like Mendoza. At best, top 10 to top 12 quarterback in the NFL, if everything goes right. But what we're hearing, the intel from scouts and people in the draft community is, nobody's interested in him. Even fifth round pick, maybe. Third day, definitely. I don't see that after watching a lot of Trinidad Chambliss football this fall. I think the guy is a second day pick. But apparently the rest of the NFL doesn't agree. Or maybe one team does. This is my tinfoil hat theory. Are you ready? What if the Jets secretly love Trinidad Jamblis? Right? What if Woody Johnson's grandson has been playing not just Madden, but college football 25 as well? And he's got a Trinidad Jamblis. He's got a season with Ole Miss, and he's enamored with him. Would it not surprise you at all if the Jets secretly have a first-round grade on Trinidad Jamblis? And while it hasn't become public knowledge quite yet, it's gotten to Trinidad Jamblis and his representatives, and they've looked at Trinidad Jamblis and said, Trin, you cannot go to New York. Your career will be over before it starts. And Trinidad Jamblis said, well, no, I know. I cannot go to New York. And that's why he's so hell-bent on spending another year in Oxford, Mississippi. Now, look, the more likely answer is the one that's laid out right in front of us, which is, nah, I haven't had a ton of starts under my belt. I want to get some more experience. I want to go from being the third day pick that a lot of scouts and evaluators think I am to really solidly becoming a second day pick, maybe even a first rounder if I have a great year. That's more likely. And that's the one that makes more sense. But would it surprise you at all if the New York Jets, because they're the Jets, were interested in doing something stupid and drafting Trinidad Jamblis second overall, and somehow Jamblis has found that out, and now Jamblis is like, no, sorry, I got to go back to school next year. It's a little tinfoil hat-ish, but I think it's a possibility. I mean, I would do the same. If someone came to me and said, hey, you have a promising future, young man, and the New York Jets are interested in your service, I wouldn't even let them finish the word services. I would run out of the building. I would run through a plate glass window rather than find the nearest door and leave that silhouette through the glass that you get in cartoons. I wouldn't blame anybody for avoiding the Jets. So it's a conspiracy theory. But it's one that I like anyway, because couldn't we see that happening? Jamblis does somehow end up in the draft. And the Jets walk up there, Roger Goodell with that card. Wouldn't shock any of us. It's the Jets. Coming up, if you're not actually properly punished for doing something wrong, what's stopping you from doing it again? I have an idea for how we can get teams to stop tanking in the NBA. That's next here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Next year's biggest NFL story starts now.
Westwood One, baby!
We're getting the first reps of next season. Buckle up. The road to week one just opened on Westwood One Sports.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead.
NAPA know-how!
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deal. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
If we're going to punish people for tanking, let's really actually punish them and really make it punitive. Talk about the Utah Jazz in just a second, because $500,000 ain't doing it for a team that makes $300 million. Also, quick Olympic hockey update, because you guys know I'm a puckhead. Puck, I said, with a P, P-U-C-K. I'm a puckhead. I'm just going to double down on something I said yesterday about this Olympic hockey tournament based on what I've seen through the first game, or in some cases two for some countries. We just were talking about this during the break, though, and I want to bring it back up. This Melbourne game that's going to open the season in the NFL, there's some news about that. But whether you're watching the action on the field, the pitch as it may be, the court, the ice, you want to remember the most exciting moments long after the final whistle, betting with boosted odds inside your BetMGM app can get you started on that journey. Activate your odds boost token on any sports bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if you win. Grab your token. Elevate your excitement with BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app today. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM and on Westwood One Sports, inside the Westwood One Sports app and live across North America on SiriusXM channel 375. You want to be a part of the conversation, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, or jump into the chat on the YouTube, youtube.com/@thecostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. It's being reported by John Ourand of Puck that the Niners-Rams game in Melbourne, Australia will be played week one, quite possibly to kick off the entire NFL season. So there is Wednesday, September 9th, and Thursday, September 10th. Those 2 days are going to be used to kick off the season. Now, the Seattle Seahawks just won the Super Bowl, so they get a home game to open the season, but it may not be the very first game of the season, as it traditionally has been for, what, the better part of 10 or 15 years now in the NFL schedule. And we still don't know who Seattle's opponent would be for that either, obviously. We'll learn that in a couple of months as we inch closer toward schedule reveal in early May. But this Niners-Rams game scheduled for Melbourne will be one of those 2 days, either Wednesday, September 9th, or Thursday, September 10th, and will be broadcast by one of the streamers that the NFL has an agreement with. Netflix, Prime, who knows? We'll see where it goes. All still to be determined. But the Seahawks, the Super Bowl champs, may not actually kick off the NFL season. The team they beat in the NFC Championship game may kick off the season. And another division rival. Okay. For what it's worth, even if they play on primetime and Wednesday night, it'll be Thursday afternoon in Melbourne. 16-hour time difference. Before we punish the Utah Jazz appropriately for this tanking nonsense, we're one or two games into the men's Olympic hockey tournament, and for now, we've gotten exactly what we expected, I think, especially out of the Canadian and U.S. teams. Fairly emphatic victories over second and third tier teams. The impressive part, Canada got goaltending. Jordan Binnington had a nice game. They won 5-0 over Czechia. The Americans, they showed some silky smooth mitts. Couple of goals that they used to pull away from Latvia late in the second, early in the third period yesterday. Canada's back in action this afternoon against Switzerland. Could get interesting. The Swiss are better than you would think. Should end with another Canadian W, though. The U.S. gets the day off, and then they go back-to-back tomorrow and Sunday against Denmark and Germany, respectively. Again, they should have at least one of those games that may be interesting because Leon Draisaitl leads the Germans. But both squads, Canada and the U.S., should be undefeated in pool play. And for those of you that have only been paying attention to the U.S. and Canada, hey, it's Olympic hockey. It only comes around every 4 years. Maybe it's not your jam. I don't blame you. The most interesting part of these first few days may have been Finland looking rough in their first game, but bouncing back against a Swedish team that got pushed by Italy for 45 minutes before finally closing in their opener. All of which adds up to it's never been clearer to me, as I said yesterday, gold and silver will be Canada and the U.S. in some combination. My bet is on the U.S. at BetMGM to win silver because I don't think they made enough adjustments and changes from the Four Nations face-off last year. But U.S. and Canada are way up here, and the second tier is down here. Sweden, Finland, Czechia, Germany, Switzerland, all battling for bronze. That's your quick Olympic hockey update. Again, the U.S. does not play until tomorrow. Canadians play this afternoon. Let's hammer the Utah Jazz in a way that actually matters. This tanking punishment, $500,000 for pulling Lauri Markkanen and Jaren Jackson Jr. out of the fourth quarter of competitive games last week. $500,000. I like to do this when we talk about big sums of money. I like to break it down and create an equation where you figure out how much that would mean for you or I, right? Like the Jazz make $320 million in revenue last year. $500,000 is the equivalent of you or I paying a speeding ticket. Is that going to keep you from ever speeding again? No. Maybe for a couple of weeks you slow it down, right? And your eyes dart to the side for those speed traps a little bit more. You got the Waze pulled up so you can see where the reports of the cops are. But after a while, you start speeding again. This punishment against the Utah Jazz, $500,000 fine, may cause some teams to tap the brakes just a little bit through that speed trap. But it's not going to stop anyone from tanking. You want to stop teams from tanking? Tie the punishment directly to their chances of actually winning the lottery. Because that's what they're trying to accomplish when they tank. They want to be one of those three teams, preferably, who has a 14% chance of landing the first overall pick. If you're going to find a team guilty of tanking, and you believe you have indisputable proof that they are trying to lose games, then you punish them as such. And you hit them where it hurts the most, not in the pocketbook. These are NBA teams. They're bottomless vats of money. You punish them by having their lottery chances at the end of the year. Oh, you finish with one of the three worst records? You think you should have a 14% chance at the first overall pick? Sorry, remember that tanking case? Your lottery odds are cut in half. You have a 7% chance now. That's the way you keep teams from tanking. Maybe it's not foolproof, but I think it makes a whole hell of a lot more sense than fining an NBA team $500,000. They're literally doing the Razor Ramon Scott Hall hands at you. Ooh, $500,000. We don't need to make the cutoff for the lottery a month before the end of the regular season for the standings. We don't need to get rid of the draft. We don't need to have a tournament among lottery teams to determine draft order. We don't need to get rid of the lottery. The lottery still works. What we need to do is punish teams that tank by actually hitting them where it matters most to them. Slash their lottery odds. We'll talk to Nick Friedel, NBA insider, in the final hour of the show about what he thinks of that idea. Coming up, the Kansas City Chiefs may have one of the most interesting off seasons in years on deck. We'll talk to Alex Gold of 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City about it next here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This is the story of the one. As the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, she knows the only thing more important than having the right safety gear is having it there when you need it. That's why she partners with Grainger for auto reordering, so her team members can count on her to have cut-resistant gloves on hand, and each shift can run safely and efficiently. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group. Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the...
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.